Most cemeteries don't offer a guidebook with brief stories of those you'll find buried there, but this one does. And while this is a respectful place, it's also a site where you may be amazed at those tales surrounding lives in the Wild West. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Here at Boot Hill Graveyard in Tombstone, Arizona, you'll find some names you know from the tales of the Wild West.
We have Billy Clanton and the McClowries. They're buried together. They're from the OK Corral gunfight.
Bonnie Darlington is one of those who oversees the cemetery today. The participants of the quarrel at the OK Corral are perhaps the most famous of those buried here. Each person, it seems, has quite a story, each told on a pamphlet you receive when visiting the cemetery.
Mr. G.O. Johnson, he bought a horse. It was a stolen horse. He didn't steal it, but it was stolen, and he got hung by mistake. That's the way it was in the old Wild West. If you bought a stolen car today, you'd be in trouble.
Most of the burials were in the 1880s. Time passed, and this graveyard was forgotten, but not by all.
It was neglected for a long time. We had tumbleweeds rolling around here and weeds growing up, and a Mr. Nunley came along, and he went to the city fathers, and he said, you know, that's pretty disrespectful, and it's a mess. And the city said, okay, fine. He says, yes, but I'd like to be buried there. So they said, okay, we can agree to that.
Mr. Nunley is the last person to be buried here, and it is to him and those he recruited to help clean the site that we owe credit for being able to see those graves today. The city oversees the cemetery, and it's folks like Bonnie who help tell the story.
I've always loved the West. I've been involved in rodeo from back in Wisconsin. I was Miss Rodeo Wisconsin. I've been involved in Westerns and all the stuff all my life. What can I say? It's part of my life. It's part of me.
And you too can come here and perhaps meet Bonnie and learn the history of this Wild West town. Traveling the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.